Welcome to the Writing Well Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy, and every second and fourth Saturday of the month, tune in as we interview indie and traditional authors from across the social media writing communities of Instagram and Twitter. We hope you'll enjoy this episode and find some great reads to add to your to-be-read list this season. Raw, precise, unbiased. That's our friends at Scribblesworth Book Reviews. Scribblesworth is not only a safe haven for writers where they can get free tools, knowledge, and resources to help themselves, but also a place to help each of their clients to reach more readers with less and less effort over time. Check out their book reviews, e-magazine, awards, articles, and more. Just visit scribblesworth.wordpress.com or follow Julio Carlos on Twitter at Julio_reviews. Because we all have a story, Scribblesworth Book Reviews wants to read yours, and the Writing Well Podcast wants to share it. What is your story? And welcome to this episode of the Writing Well Podcast. I'm your host, Stacy, and I'm here with a brand new Tea with Coffee media author, Jessica Ferreira. Jessica's book is out this month. It's titled Stem and Stone, and she's going to introduce us a little bit to the story and her characters this evening. Welcome, Jessica. Thank you for being part of our Season 7.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Let's jump right in. Please share with listeners a little about yourself, where you're from or living, and the genre you write.
Howdy, I am Jessica Ferreira. I got my bachelor's in graphic design in 2013, and then I spent 3 years tattooing in New York before backpacking through Europe. Now I live in Texas, where I can be found writing and painting. I have written 9 novels, spanning several genres, but 2 of those are going to be released soon. Those are Stem and Stone, my YA dark fantasy debut, and Lightstep, my adult fabulous novel. The rest of my books need a lot more work before I'll let anybody read them.
Tell listeners about your book, Stem and Stone.
So Stem and Stone is about one young lady's quest to save her brother. When Icelandic orphans 11-year-old Petra and 8-year-old Emil trespass on the wrong neighbor's garden, they are tricked into an underground world where humans are fed cursed food to keep them compliant. Emil mistakenly eats a berry, and Petra meets with the queen to bargain for his freedom. In return for the delivery of 3 perilously located treasures, the queen will provide a talisman to release him from this curse, but time is short. So Petra accepts the terms, she sets out at once, and being a dark fantasy, Stem and Stone is grounded by the gritty realism of violence, gore, it hints at drug addiction. The heavy content is why I'm not marketing the story for middle grade readers, despite the youth of the protagonist.
Let's chat a moment about characters' names. How do you come up with those? I've had people on in the past that have had some really interesting ways of doing it. Telephone books, baby name books, different things. But how did you come up with the characters' names in Stem and Stone?
I mostly looked up names that are very popular in Iceland, but Petra stuck with me. Growing up, I read a lot of Orson Scott Card. He had a character, Petra, in his books about the Ender's Shadow line. There was a Petra character, and she was great.
I really do like those characters' names, especially Petra. So what inspired you to write Stem and Stone?
I had already written 2 novels, and I was trying out different genres, and I was reading about J.R.R. Tolkien and how he set out to write a fable. So I thought it might be fun to write a contemporary fable, and that was sort of what triggered the idea. I did a lot of research on popular magical creatures from around the world and tried to build a world around that.
How long would you say it took you to complete this book? And by that I mean, how long did it take you from the time you conceived the idea all the way to publication to get it out there?
So Stem and Stone was my NaNoWriMo project in 2018. So I wrote 50,000 words of the first draft that November, and the whole draft was over 100,000 words by the time it was done by early 2019. It's going to be just released this September 19th. So from concept to publication, it's been about 4 years to come together. I don't even know how many times I've revised it now.
NaNoWriMo is definitely a great place to do revisions, work on a WIP, or come up with a new WIP. But, as you mentioned, you also did a lot of revisions to this work, as most authors do. And in doing so, we often find that we enjoy writing certain aspects of the book, especially characters. So, who is your favorite character to write about in Stem and Stone, and why?
It is a toss-up between Leif and Iver. Leif is a family friend who keeps an eye on the kids for a big chunk of the story. And Iver is Petra's guide throughout her adventures. And they are thrust into these impossible situations with no warning, and they react with compassion and grace.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the podcast, you are a Tea with Coffee Media indie author. Tea with Coffee is one of our partners this season. Share with listeners a little about your experience with Tea with Coffee and their team.
I've had a great experience with Tea with Coffee Media thus far. This is my first experience with the publishing industry, and I have found that there has been ample communication regarding what is expected of me, which I really appreciate. Tyler Witkowski runs monthly seminars for the authors, teaching us marketing skills and how to present ourselves as authors online. Those videos are linked to the Tea with Coffee Media YouTube channel, if anybody's interested. There's also monthly self-care get-togethers where we get to know each other better, and altogether, the atmosphere is been very wholesome.
Definitely some great folks and great supporters over there at Tea with Coffee Media. Have you ever considered writing another genre, and if so, what?
So I've written a few different genres. I have an epistolary horror novel that I was putting together earlier this year, and a lot of fabulism. I like to play around with plots that interest me, and then I sort of figure out the genre later.
So, what do you hope readers take away from having read your debut novel, Stem and Stone?
I don't know how much it's my place as the author to like tell readers how to interpret my work, but I hope they step away feeling more compassionately towards addicts and the neurodiverse.
So, I know individuals and readers who enjoy this genre is probably wondering, are you working on another book? And if so, what can you share with us?
The second novel I ever wrote was Soul Walker. It's my adult paranormal fiction, and I am currently revising it for the umpteenth time. The log line is Eva of New Haven, Connecticut, is possessed by a motivated soul set on living his best life. But his best isn't hers, and worse, Eva is seeing spirits she must ignore for fear of losing what tenuous links to society she has left when the only means of exorcism is death. That's my project right now, but I'm also going to be revising Lightstep soon, at least accepting the edits. So that's coming out in January 16th, so 2024. And for that one, the story is Hugo fights for sanity when a storybook character haunts his waking moments. A figment, her dancing spurs, a futile obsession he wants to forget. First his health, then his work suffers from insomnia until he's forced to seek treatment. Then learning she's real, Hugo sets out to win her heart.
Very exciting to hear. Very exciting to hear that title, Soul Walker. That's a great title for a book. I know a lot of readers out there are probably looking forward to that release. So, what advice would you give to someone who is looking to publish?
So when I first started writing, I didn't know anything about publishing or that like age ranges that are appropriate for books or any of that. Like I did not take marketing into account. But if you're serious about publishing, don't seclude yourself from other writers on the social media of your choice or in person. Find a writing community and pay attention to their querying experiences. Rejections are normal. If they come with feedback, that's a blessing. There's also a ton of free resources for people learning to write or how to query or even for people who want to self-publish. I run a blog, and my seventh blog post is literally just a list of free writing resources that I found around the web, but there's many more if you look. So my blog is jesslynstudio.com. It's very easily searchable if you just look under the writing tab, but you can find so much if you look online.
You mentioned earlier that you were a tattoo artist and have a background in that art form. Does any of your characters have a tattoo?
So I actually don't tattoo anymore. I let my license lapse when I left New York. I decided the industry wasn't for me, but I don't think tattoos have come up in Stem and Stone, and I don't think they've come up in Lightstep. So Maybe in some of my other books, but not these two.
Jessica, I've had a wonderful time speaking with you this evening about your debut novel, Stem and Stone. Where can listeners follow you and find your book?
I am on Twitter, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook as Jesslyn Studio. That's JESSLYNN Studio. My website's jesslynstudio.com. I usually post about writing or painting. And Stem and Stone is going to be available on teawithcoffee.media and most major online retailers.
We want to encourage all of our listeners to find and follow Jessica Ferrara and learn more about her book, Stem and Stone, with Tea with Coffee Media. Jessica, thank you again for being our special guest this evening and for being part of our Season 7.
Oh, thank you so much. Very happy to be here.
If you haven't already, we want to encourage you to visit our Buy Me a Coffee platform for all of our Season 7 extras, including Jessica's. That's right, you can visit buymeacoffee.com/thewritingwall. Next Saturday, September the 23rd at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, join us right here for an interview with Cully Holerfield of Hemlock Hollow. And be sure to check out his Buy Me a Coffee Extra at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time that same day. Tuning into the Writing Wall podcast. This podcast is a partner with Tea with Coffee Media and Scribblesworth. Because we all have a story, the Writing Wall podcast wants to hear yours. What is your story?